As I said, I think once in a few years ago in a sermon here, if you want to walk on water, you've got to get out of the boat. You can't grow in faith without facing your fear. There was a great story I read in a magazine several years ago about a tremendous storm off the coast of New England. And a ship out there was in trouble and big waves, and they SOS'd for help. And it came to the Coast Guard. And some young sailor said to his captain, "Sir, we can't go out in this storm. We won't get back." And the captain said, "Son, we have to go out. We don't have to come back. You have to go. To know God, you have to go. You don't have to know where you're going to go. You don't have to know if it's going to be easy to go. You don't have to know what's going to happen if you go. But you have to go." And I got thinking about that for most of the people I know and preach to. What does it mean to go? If God is going to call you to leave something this year, what would it be? Now, for some of you, you know exactly, because you're living outside the will of God. There's something in your life that you know is sin and wrong and immoral, and it grieves God, and you know what that is, and you know you've got to leave it. But here's the problem. For most of us, the problem's not that we're doing stuff that's evil. The problem is we're too nice and too comfortable. And what God's going to call you to leave is comfort. What would that be? Faith isn't knowing where you're going. Faith is knowing the one who's told you to go. L is the leave principle. E is the expect principle. The skydiver leaps because he expects his chute to open up. The believer leaps because he expects God to show up. That God loves to display His greatness on behalf of His children. He is a great God, as we sang a moment ago. But here is our problem. Very rarely do we put God in a context where He can display His magnificence, because we want the sure thing. So the 12 tribes are on the border of Canaan, and the spies go in, and two come back and say, "Let's go take this land. God's on our side." And 10 say, "We can't do that. There's a big, mean bunch of people in that land, and they don't look like they want to leave." And so for 40 years, they got what many of us have settled for: barrenness. And Saul's up there on the mountain with his army, and I think any one of those soldiers could have gotten down there and taken on Goliath. But they played it safe. And once again, God was denied the opportunity to put His spectacularness on display. Let me ask you a question. How are you ever going to grow in your faith if you never put yourself in a context where it matters whether or not God shows up? I mentioned Hudson Taylor on his way to China. He's on this boat, and he's in his cabin, and there's a knock on the door, and the captain comes and says, "Mr. Taylor, there's no wind. This boat's adrift. We're heading toward an island reported to have cannibals." Taylor says, "What do you want me to do?" Captain said, "Sir, we've heard you're a man of prayer. We need you to pray." Taylor said, "I will pray, but set the sails." Captain said, "There's no wind." "What? Set the sails?" He said, "The boys will think I'm crazy." "Set the sails." And so they set the sails. 45 minutes, the captain came back. Taylor is on his knees in his room, and he said, "Sir, you can stop praying. We've got all the wind. We know what to do with it." Look at Hebrews 11:1 with me. What is faith? It's a confident assurance what we hope for is going to happen. We grow up when we act like God's going to show up. The expect principle. A stands for the attempt principle. If you want to grow in faith, stop standing on the sidelines pointing out what everybody else is doing wrong. Get in the game. I will tell you why most unchurched people have a low view of us. It's because all they hear about us is what we don't do. And we have got to stop defining faith by what we don't do. They don't do that in the Bible. James 2 verse 19 says, "Show me how anyone can have faith without actions. Until you read on later in that chapter. What does faith look like? It is Abraham embracing the risk of putting his only son up on an altar because God asked for him. It's Rahab risking her own life to hide two spies because she believes this God she's never seen is greater than the gods she's worshipped all her life.